Welcome to the second half hour of the Townships at 12. In this half hour, I will be speaking with Bruce Banfill, Assistant Director of Transportation at the Eastern Township School Board. Mr. Banfill will be speaking about the bus safety campaign going on right now, and it's called the Did You See Me campaign. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start the second half of today's show with a song from James Downham, and the song is called Unwind. And we will hear the interview about bus safety right after the song.
This day has been crazy, just trying to get it behind me. Counting down the hours till the clock hand sets me free. I've been getting up early and coming home late, trying to get home as fast as I can. Hoping you're still awake so we can unwind. Sipping on cat, put our feet up by the fire and just forget about our day. We can talk about anything or maybe nothing at all. Baby, we're on our time now, just you and I, we can unwind. It's taking its toll, thing. I've already lived tomorrow and I know what it's gonna bring. The days blend together, this week's been a blur. The pattern just keeps on repeating and I'm just missing you, girl.
For the Cube, and we welcome today Bruce Banfill to my show called The Townships at 12. Now, Bruce is the Assistant Director of Transportation at the Eastern Township School Board. So, welcome, Bruce.
Good morning or good afternoon, everyone.
Now, as the Assistant Director, what are some of your duties at the Eastern Township School Board as far as transportation goes?
At the Eastern Township School Board, we're actually unique. We actually have a fleet of our own buses, which has been around for a long time. And therefore, I'm in charge of all our buses, the drivers, and everything has to do with transportation of students to and from school. So So Bus Safety Week is also a campaign. It's an annual campaign that we have every year in the province of Quebec. It's through the Bus Carriers Federation. It's the one that promotes the Did You See Me campaign.
Okay. Now, how many years has this been going on, the annual campaign?
Way before I was in school transportation. I've been at the school board for 12 years, and it was going on before that. I'm not sure the number of years. I would venture to say it would be more than 20, for sure. But the bus safety campaign has been going on within the province of Quebec.
Okay, that's quite a long time. Now, the bus campaign, it's on right now. It started on January 29th, and it goes to February 9th. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the key components of the bus safety campaign is awareness, not just for the students that ride the bus, but also for the drivers. Of the, you know, when you're driving your car, or driving your truck, or driving any motorized vehicle, pedestrians as well. What are the safety concerns around in and around a school bus? And the big one that always comes to mind is, you know, the stop sign that comes out of the bus. Well, please respect the stop sign when it's deployed. You're not to cross when the buses come to a stop, even if it's a four-lane road, all traffic must stop unless there's a median. Barrier between the opposing traffic and the oncoming traffic. Then the oncoming traffic does not need to stop. But if there isn't one, then all traffic must come to a stop for the safety of students when they're embarking or disembarking the school bus. The other piece is for people out there is a school bus goes down. Even if you're following a school bus, don't be overly concerned about trying to get around the school bus because you don't want to get stuck behind it and you're going to be late. Most times, 90% of the time, a school bus is going to go off on a side road or another side street very shortly, and then you'll be able to continue on your way, and you won't. The delay is minor because the school buses are often going on the side roads and turning off, and they're not staying on the main road for a long time. If they are on the main road, that's because they're going to a final destination most likely, and there's not that many stops the bus will be making. And then we have the students that are take our buses on a daily basis. This year we're putting a very strong emphasis on students to remain seated in the bus. The parents that go over that with your children, whether they're an adolescent or they're a young child in elementary school, simply that if a child sees on the bus properly, facing forward, the bus is constructed in such a way if something does happen, they're safe. But if they're, and a lot of issues as well for misbehaving, if children are seated on the bus and remain in their seat, a lot of those issues don't happen. So it's not too much to ask of asking a parent to go over that with their child, but young children have difficulty at the end of the day to remain seated when they're on the bus, and that's simply they've had their day and they want to move around a little bit more because they've been sitting in the classroom for a good part of the day. But for their safety, they need to remain seated when they're on the school bus.
Okay. Now the campaign is called the Did You See Me campaign. Are there any special activities, especially for the younger children, for this week?
We'll do it over the course of the month of February. We go into our elementary schools here in the townships, and we'll do mostly where we have our own, because we have our own fleet in our eastern sector of our school ward. So we'll have a team of drivers that go into the schools to promote the campaign and to go over the rules when the children are on the bus so that they're safe. And we go do that in collaboration with the schools as well. We go through with the school principals and the teachers. We have great collaboration with our school staff on the passing them a message through to our students. The challenging part is when they're, and that's just for, and some schools will do it actually from the four-year-old straight through to grade six. So children that are 11 and 12, depending on the school. But for sure, every student has a role to play. If you're the older student, if they have a role to play. So if they're seated, the younger students will remain seated as well and not move around the bus. Children tend to follow what the older students are doing. So if the older students are, simply following the rules for their safety, the younger students will do the same. So those are key components that we are working on during the campaign. and by visiting the schools with our team of drivers.
Okay, that makes sense. About how many students take the bus on a daily basis?
88.5% of our students, and we have about we run around 5,000, 5,200 students in our school board. So 88.5% of students that go to our schools take a school bus on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the high school range, because I know that Galt is a little bit out in the country anyway. Okay.
Exactly. At Galt, you're actually probably sitting closer to the 99% range. Mm-hmm. But there are some parents that bring their children to school so they don't take the bus. But yes, Alexander Galt is a prime example of the school not being within the city limits. So it's out on the 108. So there's those students, 99% of them are on a school bus. We also, just for a point of information, we have our buses do 2.1 million kilometers every year. On an annual basis. In the province of Quebec, they basically, all school buses in Quebec travel almost a million kilometers every day. The total number of buses in Quebec is around 11,200 buses that are on the roads in Quebec. We have 65 regular routes, and we have 77 buses in our fleet. So we have a fair number of buses on the road, and that's a lot of kilometers. But we don't have... It's the safest way to travel. If your children in a school bus for road safety, and even if there's a minor accident, children are safe in a school bus for the way they're constructed, the way that they're higher up. So, and accidents are usually minor because we're not rolling at high speeds. So there's for the majority of time. So school bus transportation is one of the safest transportations that are used on a daily basis during the school year.
Okay. About how many bus drivers do you have, and what kind of training do they need before they start?
All bus drivers, we have we have 65 routes, so we have 65 drivers on a regular basis. We have around 15 spare drivers. We are always looking for new drivers. So if anyone out there is interested in driving a school bus, a rewarding career and driving a bus, we certainly have those jobs available. And for training for school bus, we offer training to anyone that would like to join our team as a bus driver. So the training, you need to have a class 2 heavy vehicle driver's license. So there's class 1 for truck, and then after that it's class 2, and class 2 is for buses, and then you also have a dump truck would be included in those. So it would take about 6 months to train someone, and then they have to have a competency card to also drive the bus. So when we have a lack of staff to be able to have a driver in every bus due to drivers that are sick or they are just unavailable because of appointments and other things, we don't always have enough people to cover everything. So we certainly are always in a constant campaign looking for people, and that's why I'm mentioning that now. And we certainly do training for anyone that's interested. But it's not just your class 5 car license to be able to drive a bus. It takes some time to do that. You need to have your heavy vehicle license, class 2, and you'll need to have there's a course that's in French, it's called the Métier Unique, be qualified to drive a school bus. So it's not, we can't just hire someone tomorrow and they can drive a bus in a couple days unless they have all the qualifications. So it's that piece sometimes is a little challenging.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, how can parents help their children to raise awareness of bus safety?
The best thing they can do is certainly have a conversation with their children, simply that, especially the younger children, that when they're on the bus, it's not it's not like the playground. Certainly don't run around the bus and jump around and jump up and down, but they need to remain seated. Even though there's no seat belts on a bus, that's why it's very important that they remain seated when they're riding the bus. That's a key component that the parents do, at least go over those pieces with their children. Obviously, they're not on the bus. I understand that. But if you continuously remind our children that they need to remain seated on the bus, and the driver does the same, the schools, and everybody's telling them to do that simple thing, eventually they will sit down when they get on the bus and not be wandering up and down the walkway or... sometimes it happens they crawl under the seats and they're going over the seats. It happens, but the the goal is that they need to understand they need to stay remain seated when while on the bus for their safety, and also not to get up when the bus is rolling. So when the bus is stopped, then you can get up and go and get off the bus safely. And also to check the go over the rules to how to cross the street. Always look for if the driver can't see you. If you can't see the driver can't see you. And that's a good point of emphasis for the children if they have to cross in front of the bus at any time. Make sure they see they can see the driver and the driver can see them. And the same that same rule applies for cars. If you can't see the driver of a heavy vehicle, then they can't see you. So stay out of the blind spots as when you're driving your car. That's the same rule when children are crossing the street. The driver needs to see the child, and the child needs to see the driver.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now as drivers, we definitely should be aware of all the rules around school buses. Is there anything else as drivers we should be aware of?
Simply be patient when you're in and around a school bus and in and around a school zone. We often encounter that in and around a school specifically, it's obviously parents going to get their children, and sometimes the parents can be in a bit of a rush and want to get going. But for the safety of all, take the time that, unfortunately, if it takes a few minutes longer, and it's because you have to wait for a school bus, so the stop sign's deployed, or children are crossing the street, be patient when you're in and around a school or in and around a school bus, because it's the safety of all our children and our next generation of employees, prime ministers, and people that are going to be great members in our society. So, be aware of that when you're in and around school zones and school buses, that remain vigilant, but also remain patient when you're following a school bus, around a school bus, or when they're doing their stops. Those are the key components for the safety of all our students.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Banfield?
No, I think that would be pretty much all. And once again, I'll just reiterate that we certainly are looking for some great people to join our team to drive a school bus. So it's something that interests you out there. Give us a call at the Eastern Township School Board, and we'll be glad to have a conversation to see how we can get you started in a career driving a school bus.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and what a great idea, the Did You See Me campaign for bus safety, and all the best on the campaign. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, and you have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye.
But the
You're listening to The Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen. And we just heard the song, a new one from Nora Jones, and the song is called Running. Next up, we'll have some health news.
There's an old saying that goes, what you don't know can't hurt you. But that's simply not true. One thing that many Canadians don't know much about, but could seriously harm us, is radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that forms as uranium in the ground breaks down. Outside, the fresh air dilutes it, but indoors, including in your home, the invisible gas can build up to a dangerous level. It is actually the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. Kelly Bush, Health Canada's manager for radon outreach, adds, "Radon is found in every home. To make sure your family is safe, all Canadians need to test the radon level in their home. It's easy to do. Simply buy a kit, leave it in place for 3 months to get an accurate reading, then send it to the lab for analysis. If the level is high, it can be fixed. Learn more about radon and how to reduce it in your home at canada.ca/radon.
You're listening to The Townships at 12 here on 88.9 FM, better known as The Cube. And I want to thank my guest today, Rachel Reeve, Dr. Reeve, the Executive Director of Research and Science at Diabetes Canada, and also Bruce Banfield, the Assistant Director of Transportation at the Eastern Township School Board. And also, I want to make everybody aware, if you play bingo, and you should every Tuesday night at 7, great prizes. We will be having some major changes coming up, so listen for that and keep buying your tickets and have fun. Have a great day, everybody, and again, thanks for listening. And we'll finish today's show with a song from Dalton Dover. This song is a remake, and it's called Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mount Mama, home take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to the water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mount Mama, oh take me home. Country road. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mount Mama.